You're listening to the Grow Great Small Business Daily Brief, number 45, for Tuesday, July the 24th, 2018. Passionately woo customers. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here. The website is growgreat.com. A group of startup sales managers are sitting around swapping stories, sharing experiences, and some of the startups are just mere months old, while a few of the others are a couple of years old. At some point, the conversation turns to pipelines and funnels and ideal prospects and customer acquisition and all the other components of selling. And, of course, these people are doing what we all do. They're using the vernacular, right? You need a glossary if you're not part of this world to understand the conversation. Some of these guys are in the B2B space. Others are in the B2C space. It's your basic shop talk. These are good people. Decent performers, ambitious, driven, smart, capable, but they're doing something that they're not even aware of. They're dehumanizing their prospects and their customers, and it's another teaching moment for me. I have historically focused on the language salespeople use. Most of my career was spent with commission-based salespeople. I cared about the words they used, even away from the customers, because I knew that it would have an impact on how prospects and customers were treated. Shop talk among salespeople and sales managers fosters whatever the company allows. Words like pursuit are frequently used, as in their pursuit of customers. I seize the moment, not with judgment, but with a point of view that I know these quite young sales managers haven't considered. A lead, an up, an avatar. I mean, these aren't words that I'm particularly fond of. I'm not the semantic police or anything. I know that we often use terms to just communicate effectively, but when we're talking about building a business by getting new customers or serving existing customers better, which, by the way, is two full thirds of the trifecta of successful business building, then we can incorporate verbiage that doesn't serve us well. Truth is, sometimes our words create challenges, making our task even more difficult. Instead, we should incorporate wording that helps and serves our purpose well. You can chase or pursue customers like prey or victims. You'd be better served, so are your customers, if you woo them instead. We woo people that we love, people that we care about, people that we're attracted to, people that we hope to develop a deeper relationship with. Wooing involves getting to know them and allowing them to get to know us. Yes, we have an interest, but we want this to be mutually beneficial. We don't just like them. We want them to like us back. My grandson, Easton, he loves bugs and lizards. Our yard is filled with plenty of both, and Easton will pursue them with a dogged determination. He's pretty good, too. He catches them more often than not, mostly because once he spots one, he just won't stop until he successfully corners it, captures it. And we are constantly urging him, let him go. Just let him go. But he never wants to until he has completely enjoyed putting them in a jar or some contained space. He's five, so we're still teaching him. They're much happier, Easton, when they're just free. But he's a little boy. He's not terribly concerned about what these critters may want. Or what's best for them. He wants to see them. He wants to watch them. He wants to observe them. He wants to play with them. He's not interested in hurting them, but he's not thinking about them. It's a completely selfish endeavor of a five-year-old little boy. Selling always involves people. Words reflect and they form our perspectives. Don't let anybody tell you that words don't matter. You and I both know they do. I could approach you, and if I knew the right thing to say to you, I could make you as mad as a wet hen. Your temper would flare immediately. My words, they could offend you, they could hurt you, they could disturb you, they could embarrass you, they could make you angry, they could foster all sorts of emotions and energies in you, and garner all kinds of responses or reactions. You know that's true. Keep talking about pursuing or hunting customers, and it builds within us an image. We're prowling for customers. We win at their expense. There's something for us to conquer and drag back home, the spoils of business war. If instead we busy ourselves evangelizing our products or services, then we hope to convert people. We want to influence people because we know their lives will be better if they can see what we see and believe what we believe. If we passionately woo our customers, then we court them with the desire to get to know them better. And we're driven to help them better understand and know us too. We seek a relationship with another person, not just something to tick on a sales dashboard so we can hit some KPI. Passionately wooing customers is about connecting with another human being, one person at a time. Now, it doesn't matter if you have a number of stakeholders to satisfy in order to make a sale, and many of you do. Each of them are individual people. Woo each one of them, and you will forge a relationship with all of them. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. How do you make a sale to a group? One person at a time. If your language hinders people in your company from viewing customers as real human beings, then take some time to change it. It's the first step to hitting the first two legs of a successful business building trifecta, getting new customers and serving existing customers better. And it won't hurt your effort on that third leg either, not going crazy in the process. Be enthusiastic and passionate about what you're able to do for your customers. Deploy that enthusiasm as passion. Let the prospects and customers see and hear it. Woo them. That's how you'll win their hearts and their business. Be well. Do good. Grow great. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. See you tomorrow.